This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. TikTok's chief executive said on Thursday that there are many misconceptions about the company as he arrived at the Capitol ahead of his testimony to the U.S. Congress. Chu faces tough questions from lawmakers who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. His testimony also caps a week of action by the Chinese company aimed at convincing Americans and their lawmakers that the app creates economic value and supports free speech. TikTok has said that it spent more than $1.5 billion on what it calls rigorous data security efforts under the name Project Texas, that currently has nearly 1,500 full-time employees and is contracted with Oracle to share TikTok's user data. Here is a quick live listen in to questioning.
Along with Gus Bilirakis, who were chair and co-chair of the subcommittee together, were told that TikTok had surveilled was involved in surveillance of
It also says it rigorously screens content that could harm children. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Wall Street's main indexes opened higher on Thursday after the Federal Reserve hinted it was close to pausing interest rate hikes amid a turmoil in the banking sector that threatens to cause a severe economic downturn. This is VOA News. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Ugandan lawmakers for voting to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in homosexual acts. Advocates say the last time the legislation was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has a death penalty. And many people will be worried. Many people will be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. In Uganda, homosexual activity is already punishable with life imprisonment. Israeli protesters opposing changes to a new law staged another day of protest aimed at bringing attention to what they see as the country's descent toward autocracy. It is the fourth midweek day of demonstrations.
I'm here for my children. I'm here for my parents who built this country, for my grandparents who survived the Holocaust. This is the only home we have. There will not be a dictatorship in Israel. Never, never.
Israel's parliament on Thursday passed the first of several laws that make up its contentious judicial overhaul. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition approved legislation that would protect the Israeli leader from being deemed unfit to rule over his corruption trial and claims of a conflict of interest surrounding his involvement in the legal changes. Critics say the law encourages corruption. A new report from the American Library Association says the number of attempted book bannings and restrictions at school and public libraries across the U.S. set a new record in 2022. VOA's Richard Green has the story.
The report says more than 1,200 challenges were compiled by the ALA last year, more than double the previous record set in 2021, and the most since the group began keeping data 20 years ago. Thursday's report not only documents the growing number of challenges, but also their changing nature. A few years ago, complaints usually arose with parents and other community members and referred to an individual book. Now the requests are often for multiple removals and organized by national groups such as the conservative Moms for Liberty. Librarians around the country have told of being harassed and threatened with violence or legal action. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
If you'd like more on this story or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. It's easy to download. Just search VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.